It's Wednesday, the 4th of April. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, the Aggies waited out the rain for 93 minutes last night after taking a 4-3 lead over UT San Antonio. And finally, the coaches got together, and UTSA coaches said, let's just get on the bus. And the Aggies win one in a rain-shortened seven-inning game, 4-3. Tyler Naquin's two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning, 1-1 for the Aggies in a game that the Aggies didn't really play very well, certainly not at the plate. The Aggies left five runners stranded in scoring position, most remarkably in the fourth inning when they got nothing out of a bases loaded, no out situation. After the game, Coach Rob Childress pleased with the win, but
we weren't ready to play, and that's on me. That's on the head coach. Well, I didn't have our team ready to play, and I can promise you we'll be ready to play come Thursday night, and we're very fortunate to win tonight.
Yeah, A&M went up 2-0 in the third on Craig Bratson's RBI double, but the Roadrunners tied it in the sixth on an RBI groundout. UTSA took the lead 3-2 in the top of the seventh on an Aggie throwing error, but with the storms brewing, Mikey Reynolds singles, stole second, went to third on a balk, and then came on in on Naquin's second home run of the year. Here's Naquin.
I always refer to, it's not really an excuse, but, the game of baseball, it gets kind of crazy, and you lose sight of focus on certain, things, and it's usually the small things that really come back to bite you. And, that's what it's been lately, the other day with a few plays in the field, let a couple runs get the other team back in the ball game, and then, like tonight, they were able to get back in the ball game, and it can go either way at any time.
Aggies go to 23-6 for the year. They'll start a three-game series with the Oklahoma Sooners tomorrow night at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. They'll play Thursday and Friday nights at 6:35 and then Saturday finish it at 3:30. Well, last night in Denver, the Baylor Bears did it. Became the first college basketball team, men or women, ever to win 40 games in a season. They also went undefeated and won their second national championship of women's basketball. All-American Brittany Griner proved how good she was. Played the first 39 minutes before she was taken out to an ovation. She scored 26 points and got 13 rebounds and 5 blocks. Did most of her work in the second half, like on this play.
Right low block now. Double team, a tunnel to help. Nothing they can do. She drives to the basket, up and in again. Off the glass with a right hand for Brittany Griner. She is just too good. 26 points tonight.
Aggies win it over Notre Dame 80-61, handing the Irish their second straight national championship game loss. Last year, of course, they lost it to the Aggies. Baylor trailed by a point at the first timeout, but then went on a 12-2 run, led by 14 at one point in the first half. But Notre Dame cut that to 6 at halftime and then down to 3 in the second half before Baylor quickly went on a run and stretched it to 19 points, and the celebration started. Baylor is the 7th women's team to complete a perfect season, joining Texas, Tennessee, and UConn, who've done it 4 times. Let's talk high school sports. High school baseball, A&M Consolidated leads Temple 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning of a game that was stopped by lightning last night at Tiger Field. They'll resume at 7 o'clock tonight. The Consol softball team got a 13-3 win over Harker Heights yesterday after moving up their start 2 hours to get the game in. Bryan baseball game at Killeen Ellison was moved to tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Consol Bi-District soccer match with Tyler Lee has been rescheduled for tonight at 8, and that'll be at Palestine High School. Congratulations to the Consol boys golf team for winning the 12-5A title at Twin Rivers in Waco yesterday. Bo Moore led the team with a two-day 151. He and teammates Max Miller, TJ McGrath, Andrew Scamardo, and Russell Corbelli will return to Twin Rivers for the regionals April the 16th. Bryan's Clayton Hudson was the individual medalist of the district tournament, shooting a two-day 150, and he'll go to regionals as an individual. Also, Rutter's Jonathan Vasquez shot a 152 to qualify individually for the 4A regional. He led Rutter to a fifth-place finish in the 16-4A tourney in Fort Worth. And Brazos Christian boys and girls also won district titles and will advance to the TAPS regional. Chase Percy and Nathan Schaub led the Eagle boys, and Emily Osborne and Haley Taylor led the girls. NBA last night, Tony Parker scored 19 points as the San Antonio Spurs easily beat the Cavaliers 125-90. Seattle and Oakland did play 2 regular season games in Japan last week, but the stateside opening night honors go to the Miami Marlins. They will open their Major League Baseball season tonight against the defending world champion St. Louis Cardinals at the Marlins' new ballpark on the site of the old Orange Bowl. Friday, the two-time American League champion Texas Rangers will open at home against the White Sox in Arlington, and the Astros will open at Minute Maid against Colorado. Tiger Woods got a featured time for his first round tomorrow in the Masters, playing just behind defending champion Charles Schwartzel and just ahead of number one ranked Luke Donald. Woods will play his first two rounds with Miguel Angel Jimenez of Spain and Sangmun Bae of South Korea. They'll go off at 10:35 tomorrow morning. That's Central Time.
I certainly am excited about playing because I feel like I'm driving the ball much better than I have. I got some heat behind it. And, my iron game is improving. So, everything's heading in the right direction at the right time.
Over at the Mitchell Courts tonight at 6, the Aggie men's tennis team will host Rice. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.